Hello, Podlers. Coming up, we meet a new character on The Breakfast Show.
Bacon has his own oil!
Enjoy.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where about 12 minutes ago, Matt Dyson said he was going to bring us a bacon preacher in the social ammunition. Yeah. Matt, what is that?
Well, she's gone viral around the world over the past week or so. Pastor Bayard of Mississippi. She's a religious preacher at the Jackson Revival Centre.
Yeah, I think we know where she's a pastor.
So she's on the circuit doing a lot of talks. She talks for hours on end, you know. So she gets a lot of content away on stage, and she talks so much that sometimes she runs low on analogies and metaphors, and then sometimes she has to try out new ones that aren't always obvious, and sometimes she tries ones about food and
moving away from the original text.
Certainly straying from the original text. But this sort of works, but it's a sort of quite a strange metaphor at the same time, as you'll hear.
You're gonna fry some chicken, you're gonna need some
oil.
You're gonna fry some fish, you're gonna need some
oil.
You're gonna fry some vegetables, you're gonna need some
oil.
You're gonna fry some bacon, you need some
oil.
No, you don't need no oil when you fry bacon, because what? Bacon has its own oil. I want you to look over and somebody send me like bacon, baby. Every time the heat is applied, you just produce your own oil.
I'm in. Sold.
Yeah, make me like bacon, baby.
Here's my $10 straight in the box. Thank you very much indeed.
That's amazing. Air fry me till I'm crispy. I love it. Making your own oil sounds slightly strange, but having the organ in the background really adds to it.
And
doesn't
they
it?
Knew, and whoever's playing that organ, they knew when to strike up, didn't they? Exactly. It was perfect. I was just going to do the bacon. Yeah. I know.
Wait for it.
Do you reckon later on the preacher was talking to Jesus and Jesus was like, did you mention me at all today?
But the organ, though. You know, next time you talk at a radio conference, maybe I should come along and play the organ in the background. Just
you know,
key bits.
On The Breakfast Show, we like to make our own oil.
I'd love it. And then from the bacon preacher to Vera Duckworth.
Oh, the British bacon preacher.
But in many ways, yes. Luke Hubson sent me this on Instagram.
Morning,
I think it's because we keep playing like Corrie montages of like Fred Elliott's best moments. Yeah.
Despite
stuff like
me
that.
Begging you not to, you do keep playing them.
So Coronation Street legend Vera, the late great long-suffering wife of Jack Duckworth, of course. This is just a little remix. It's sort of a song that someone created on the back of her asking for some money back once. As you'll hear, it's quite a work of art that they've come up with.
I don't know what you are, and I don't care.
Come on, Jeff.
All I know is we want our money back.
Come on, Jeff.
We want our money back. We want our money back, Jeff. All I know is we want our money back.
Come on, Jeff.
We want our money back. We want our money back now.
I can see Neil from the Inbetweeners dancing across the room to this.
We want our money back. We want our money back now. All I know is we want our money back. And we want it now.
It had it all today, didn't it, Matt? The social ammo.
It makes no sense. But make me like bacon, baby.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The screen in front of me, the one name daily drops to my right-hand side. It's becoming quite the thing because, of course, as we know, we've always had this.
It's just banter, isn't it?
For a wee while, we've had this.
My name is Glenn, and I'm here to say.
Oh, yes.
We got gifted this recently.
Bat, Matt.
Yes. And now we have this.
Yeah, make me like bacon, baby.
What an addition to get on a Tuesday morning to Daily Drops. Lovely stuff. Right, I promised you all one of the darkest turns in blind ranking history, and here it is. At 19 minutes past seven, everyone will remember where they were the day Matt, Anna and Glenn blind ranked Absolute Radio hosts.
Oh no.
Yep, I've got five names in front of me.
No.
You have to then place that person first place, second, third, fourth or fifth. They are locked in. You'll then get the next name along. You cannot change the order.
Oh, that's harsh.
And the first name this morning, your first stable mate, Andy Bush. Hometime Supremo, Andy Bush. So, Matt, obviously we were meant to be seeing Bush today.
Yeah, yeah.
And he cancelled on us, so yeah, I don't know where you're going to put him based on that.
Decision.
Based on that, you know.
Yeah, because he's always been my number one, Andy Bush, but that's sort of bumped him down.
You can't just treat us like that.
I'm going to put him in number two for that.
You're going to put him in second?
But yeah, I mean, he's up there. He's, you know,
okay,
he's,
Bush, he's put him second.
Been,
okay, wow.
Always been one of the stars of Absolute Radio since I joined here many
big
years
swing.
Ago.
Anna Geary.
This is hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to put me in number three.
Oh, are you? I'm not such a big fan.
It's not that. I just don't know who else is going to come up, you know?
Yeah.
What you got then, Glenn?
Well, I'm going to rank a lot of this based on my own safety.
Yes.
And I think I leave the building 6 hours before his show starts.
Yes.
So I'm just going to put him in fifth.
Oh, wow. But
this is no indication of how much I love Andy Bush, because I love Andy Bush.
Safety, yeah.
Okay. But,
I don't think he'll come for
he's
me.
He's quite a dangerous guy, actually. You're right, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Second, third and fifth. The next presenter along, after Bush, it's Richie.
Oh.
Do you like Richie more or less than Andy Bush, is basically what I'm asking you, Matt Dyson.
Well, you know I love them both equally, so...
Yeah, this isn't what Blind Rank is about, mate.
Yeah.
This would be an awful feature if it was, I love them all equally.
And again, also, I don't know what's coming. And I'm bearing in mind that Leona Graham will be coming up at some point. And,
there we go. Yeah,
we want to keep on the right side of her.
As the sun rises in the morning.
So, I'm going to go third.
Oh, so you prefer Bush to Richie.
I mean, well,
what about you, Anna?
I'm going to go fourth.
Oh, wow. Rich is having a terrible time.
No, it's only because, you know, I've got to put him somewhere and I'm the same as Glenn. I'm thinking it's the safe thing.
Okay. Yeah.
We're out
He'll
the building
take it
a long
right.
time
take
before.
It well as well.
And good news for Richie, Glenn, you're guaranteed to like him more than Bush because you could put Bush last.
Yeah. And do you know what? Actually, no, I'm going to really poke the hornet's nest now. I'm putting Richie at number one.
Okay. Matt Dyson. Your next Absolute Radio presenter is Ben Burrell.
Oh, dear Ben. Well, I mean, he's a lovely chap.
All right, so okay. It's just because he sits in his chair when I'm on holiday. Let's remember that, shall we?
He is a lovely chap. So I happily put him in first, I think.
Would you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I feel that it's not going to cause any beef with...
It is with me, mate, but whatever.
Well,
Anna, what you got?
Well, this is hard because we obviously work with him when he covers the breakfast show, but at the same time, I've got to leave space for Leona, and I've got to leave
if she's
space.
Coming up.
If she's coming up, you don't know she is.
What
definitely.
If there's someone from this show that might be coming
well, yeah,
up?
Do we know that? We don't know.
So I'm going to go fifth.
Fifth?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
What?
I'm just trying to think, when's my next holiday? Oh, the 20th of December. Yeah. That's going to be an interesting show, ladies and gentlemen. Don't miss it. Okay. Glenn?
Yeah, based on who I think might be coming up next, I need to keep the number two slot free, so I'm putting him in third.
Okay. It seems that she's cast such a long shadow that everybody's been scared of her since we began this game. Matt Dyson, are you putting Leona Graham fourth or fifth on your list?
Well, I'm going to have to put her fourth because I think that seems like... That's fine. She couldn't get angry about being fourth.
Oh, wait till you find out who the last name is.
She's not last. So.
Anna, you spend a lot of time locked in there doing Leona's podcast with her.
Yeah, top spot for me.
Top spot.
She's my pal.
She is, and she's great. And just for the kind of headbanging along to Linkin Park video, she's got to be high up there. Are you going to give her second place or fourth place,
this,
Glenn?
This wasn't the person I thought was going to come up. I'm going to put her in fourth. Again, I'm keeping that second spot free.
Okay,
so that means at the end of Blind Ranking, Anna, your second favourite presenter here, and Glenn, your second favourite also, Matt, the person you like the least, you think they are scum of the earth, don't you? Goodness me.
It's not going to be you, is it? Please don't make it you.
No, it's not me.
Oh! I kept that slot free for you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're my number two.
Thanks, sweetie. No one's ever said anything so lovely before. Thank you. The Sturge.
Oh,
the Sturge.
Very happy with that.
Because Claire Sturgis is famously one of the nicest human beings in the world.
The nicest person
but yet,
in
Matt,
showbiz.
You have no respect for her whatsoever, do you?
I can't believe that.
You despise Claire Sturgis, which I think is actually physically impossible to do.
No, this is awful. I can't believe
So, Matt, Ben, Bush, Richie, Leona, Sturge. Anna, Leona, Sturge, Bush, Richie, Ben, and Glenn. Richie, Sturge, Ben, Leona, and Spicy. Bush, right at the end there.
Yeah.
We're going to get some more presenters. We're going to continue the blind ranking of Absolute Radio hosts. We are. We're going to do it again. Maybe this week. Maybe next week. But know this. It's coming.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, it is time once again for a game of 5 words, 5 grand. All you need to do is say the exact same 5 words as a randomly selected member of the team. You will become a champion. There aren't many of them, but they do exist. And I will give you £5,000. And playing this morning is Jane. Hello, Jane.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Jane, welcome to the show. Jane is in Plymouth, loves Absolute Radio country, and just yesterday morning, 24 hours ago, matched 5 out of 5 with you, Anna Geary.
Wow.
Live on air, let's give the random player generator a spin and see who you're playing alongside.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Dyson.
Matt Dyson in play. Are you okay with that, Jane?
I'm absolutely happy with Matt, yes.
Okay, lovely. Good luck, Jane. Okay, here's your walkout music.
Thank you.
There he goes. He can't hear us now, Jane. And I'm going to give you 5 words. You need to say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Matt might give us. Then I will give Matt the same 5 words. And if he says the same thing as you, well, it's all true. You're a champion and you've got £5,000. Good luck.
Thank you.
The first word this morning is stocking.
Filler.
Cheese.
Board.
Candy.
Cane.
Camera.
Photograph.
And finally, the word is meal. M-E-A-L, meal.
Ticket.
All right.
Very good.
Nicely done, Jane. Nicely handled. And breathe out, Jane. We have your 5 words. They are locked in. Matt Dyson's back in play. It's happening next.
5 words, 5 grand.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
£5,000.
Absolute Radio.
And so here we go with Matt Dyson back in the studio. Jane has given us her 5 words and is ready to try and win the cash. Good luck, Jane.
Good luck, Matt.
Thank you, Jane.
Matt?
Mm-hmm.
Jane?
Yep.
Let's do this.
Okay. Let's...
What have you got for stocking?
Filler.
Correct.
Yes.
Cheese.
Board.
Yes.
Come on.
Candy.
Cane.
Yeah.
Come on.
There we go.
Come on, Jane.
Jane, it's 3 out of 5 straight off the bat with just 2 words remaining. Here we go. Oh, it's an old fave.
Yeah.
It's...
Right.
Camera.
Okay, well, I'm not going to go with what I've said in the past. You'll be pleased to learn, Jane.
Would you like to share?
I once said camera obscura on this.
And, I think I'm safe to say, you know, I'm a stickler for the rules of 5 words, 5 grand, but you're okay. It's not that.
No, yeah.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
Okay, well, I'm presuming lens.
Oh. photograph.
Camera photograph.
We went wheelhouse.
I panicked.
Yeah.
I panicked.
You should have said Obscura. That's what you
could have. Sorry, Jane. Let's see if we've got 4 out of 5 as I say meal. M-E-A-L, meal.
Meal time.
Ooh. Ticket.
Meal ticket's much better.
Meal deal, I think, was a meal deal, another good one. Yeah. Jane, thank you for listening to us in the mornings on Absolute Radio Country. We really appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you.
Take care, Jane. Bye-bye. Bye. This means we go again tomorrow morning. Yes, Wednesday, the 4th of December at 7:30 a.m. Another opportunity will present itself for you to play 5 words, 5 grand. If you'd like to have a go, simply text your name right now to 81215.
5 words, 5 grand. Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Where, as promised, right now we talk Whamageddon. For all you newcomers, the object of Whamageddon is to go as long as possible without hearing Wham's Last Christmas. We're not hating on the song. It's a great song. It's just it is everywhere at this time of the year. That's what makes it such a tough challenge. The challenge started on December 1st and ends at midnight on Christmas Eve. Only the original version of the song counts. You can enjoy covers, remixes, whatever you want to your heart's content. The moment you hear the song and recognise it, you are out. You have been whammed. Matt Dyson is already out. I'm still in. Anna, you still in?
I'm still in.
Glenn?
Yeah, to the point where I was in a cab last night and the driver had Magic Christmas on and I just went just anywhere around here is great, thanks. It was about 2 roads away from where I lived. I walked the last 5 minutes home because I was like, I'm not taking any chances.
Dedication.
That's what you've got to do if you want to survive Whamageddon. And the final rule, the fifth and final rule, is you cannot deliberately wham someone and get them out. Don't be that person. Now, as soon as you are whammed, do let us know. You can email me, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. You can text us at 81215, or you can slide into my DMs, Dave_Berry_Insta. Give us a little follow. I promise you, checking that folder. We'll be sprinkling some of the DMs I get throughout the broadcast over the coming weeks. But Matt, I want to focus in right now on three. Rule number three, only the original version counts.
Yeah.
Now, not only is that a rule, but also you've been whammed. So it's been pretty safe for you to go in to the internet and onto the socials and find some covers for us to enjoy, because everyone's going to be missing their wham.
And
right
there
now
are quite a lot around at the moment. And
there's some weird and wonderful ones.
We can revel in them because they won't knock you out of Whamageddon. So there's a really nice one from Richard A. Zuniga Jr., whose name you may remember from the Social Ammo. He does a great impression of Arnie, and his take
on the song. It's the guy with the beard, right?
The song, yeah, his take on the song is just amazing. Have a listen. The crowd grew, friends with tired eyes, hiding from you and your solemn eyes. My God, I thought you were someone to rely on. I guess I was a shoulder to cry on.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, it's great. Anyway, there you go. You get the picture. It's lovely. Really nice.
And you're still in. You're all still in.
You're all still in.
You've not been whacked.
Didn't feel right. Still
no,
didn't feel right.
Feels
makes me feel nervous. Yeah, dangerous is the word. Mm.
And the other one that I found is by the... he calls himself a manualist. Do you know what they are?
He's basically... I can have 3 guesses.
He's a hand fartist from Germany called Der Schraum, right? And he...
bless you.
His catchphrase is, it's farty time. And he makes music, he does covers, using just his sweaty mitts and compressed air. And here it is.
Does this feel more right, Glenn?
Some people have too much time on their hands.
It sounds like this would be the soundtrack to, like, Streets of Rage.
Yeah, it's a bit of an 8-bit feel to it.
You're still in. You've not been wet.
Soak it in, everyone. Just one German guy.
And so you're saying I can safely listen to this every day?
Yeah.
Okay, so as I say, you're still in. This version is fine. It evokes rule number three. However, up next, we are going to speak to a poor, unfortunate listener by the name of Sarah, who has well and truly been whammed.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning, and here on The Breakfast Show, we are paying our respects to those of you who have been whammed, particularly those of you brave enough to step up and tell us exactly what happened. And with that in mind, joining us right now It's Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Oh, hi, Sarah. Sarah. Just, it's the 3rd of December. Can you believe this? So, where were you whammed?
I was whammed in Waterstones, Dave.
Oh, no.
That shouldn't happen there.
Sarah said, I am devastated. So you popped in to get a book for your mum for Christmas. So you had the best intentions. What a lovely thing to do. Getting mum a bear a gift. It doesn't get any nicer than that, does it? And as you approached the till, it happened. Now, the member of staff asked to scan your awards card, and you just looked at him, and you used the word incredulous in your message to me in the studio. So were you thinking, why are you not registering what's happened here, Sonny Jim, me lad?
I did. I just, 1 minute I'm thinking rewards, I'm going to get a free book. Next thing, I can hear the dulcet tones of George, and I was like, I've just been whammed. Unfortunately, he had no idea what I was talking about, but he just looked at me like I needed help.
Yeah, it's a strange thing to say if people don't know what Whamageddon is. So what happened then? Was anyone around to help you, console you at this time of need?
Thankfully, Dave, yes. There was somebody in the queue who heard me, because I did say it quite loud, and said, I was whammed yesterday, and we shared a moment.
This is the power of Whamageddon. So how are the staff at this point then? There's just two customers staring at each other in the queue with a tear rolling down their eyes. I mean, what, out of their eyes, down their cheeks? What were they trying to do? Did they realise, you know, the gravity of the situation at this point?
No, I think they were just looking as if they wanted us to leave, or perhaps they were going to call somebody. I don't know. I wasn't getting the sympathy.
No, you weren't getting the sympathy you deserve. You raise a good point in your message as well. I didn't realise that bookshops played music over a loudspeaker system.
I didn't think so either. I don't ever recall being in a bookshop and hearing music, because it detracts you, like a library, right? You can't have music. You're trying to think about the literature, the fiction, the non-fiction. You're not thinking music. I'm a bit annoyed, if I'm honest.
Yeah, they should apply the same rules as quiet, it's a library. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Imagine if that was the first and only time Waterstones had ever played a song in its history, and it just so happened to be Wham! When Sarah was in the queue with her mum's book. When it's done now, do you feel good that it's done? Is there some kind of sweet release in being Wham! So early on?
I mean, my office mates are really happy because they play Christmas music in the office, and of course they're not allowed to play Last Christmas, so I think they're relieved.
Okay, so it's good for your work colleagues. Okay.
My work colleagues, yeah.
Sarah, thank you for coming on, telling us how you were whammed, where you were whammed, and also about that lovely moment between you and someone else in the queue, because if you are taking part in Whamageddon, it really does mean the world, doesn't it? We'll speak to you again, Sarah. Have a great Christmas when it comes around.
You too, guys.
Take care. Bye now.
You too. Bye.
So, if you get whammed, do as Sarah did. Get in touch. It is 81215 on the text. You can email us, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk, or you can slip into my DMs on Instagram.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning, and it's been a while since we had some wordplay fun here on The Breakfast Show. Yes, it's been a while since The Smash. This is where we bring two topics together and you go absolutely pun crazy at 8:12:15. Or, of course, you can leave your wordplay as a voice note. 0330 123 1215. And this morning, I take inspiration from Matt Dyson's Social Ammunition, where for the very first time we met the Bacon Preacher.
Bacon has his own oil!
What's that, Matt Dyson?
Yeah, make me like bacon.
So that's what we were talking about a little earlier on. So what we're going to do, inspired by the whole bacon thing, is we're going to fry up the playlist. Yes, the humble fry up versus music at 8:12:15. Jules Hollandaise is one of mine. New friend of yours,
my
Anna.
Your pal.
And I've got Charlie Eggs C. Eggs. So that's my Matt. What you got?
I've got Back in Black Pudding, obviously, and the Usually Dance, Usually Drink, Usually Bubble and Squeak.
Wily
classic.
What have you got, Anna Geary?
I've got No Woman, No Fry.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Please, Mr. Toastman. Marvelous.
Superb. Glenn Moore.
I've had the same beans on for 4 days now. A sausage for you, Rudy.
and Missy Elliott's Bubble and Get Your Squeak On.
Oh, nice.
So there we go. It is Fry Up versus Music. It's 8:12:15. Get them into us right now and make sure you include your name and where you are so that I can give you the recognition on air that you deserve.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning and it's been a while since we had some wordplay fun here on The Breakfast Show. Yes, it's been a while since The Smash. This is where we bring two topics together and you go absolutely pun crazy at 8:12:15. Or, of course, you can leave your wordplay as a voice note. 0330 123 1215. And this morning, I take inspiration from Matt Dyson's Social Ammunition, where for the very first time, we met the Bacon Preacher.
Bacon hands is on oil!
What's that, Matt Dyson?
Yeah, make me like bacon, bacon.
Yeah. So that's what we were talking about a little earlier on. So what we're going to do, inspired by the whole bacon thing, is we're going to fry up the playlist. Yes, the humble fry up versus music at 8:12:15. Jules Hollandaise is one of mine.
Oh, nice.
New friend of yours,
my
Anna.
Your pal.
And I've got Charlie Eggs C. Eggs.
Oh, yeah.
So that's mine. Matt, what you got?
I've got Back in Black Pudding, obviously, and the Usually Dance, Usually Drink, Usually Bubble and Squeak.
Oh, very good.
The Wiley classic.
What have you got, Anna Geary?
I've got No Woman, No Fry.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Please, Mr. Toastman. Marvelous.
Oh, superb. Glenn Moore.
I've had the same beans on for 4 days now. a sausage for you, Rudy. And Missy Elliott's Bubble and Get Your Squeak On.
Oh, nice.
So there we go. It is Fry Up versus Music. It's 8:12:15. Get them into us right now and make sure you include your name and where you are so that I can give you the recognition on air that you deserve.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time for the first Breakfast Wrapped. What this basically means is we're going to take a little listen back to some of my favourite moments from the past year as we head towards the final show of 2024, which is on Friday, the 20th of December. So we have 888 hours, give or take, of radio to listen through to select our favourite morsels. And the first Breakfast Wrap belongs to Helen, who told us tale of her son Stanley. Now, this happened back on the 27th of Feb when our topic du jour was kids who love TV shows that were really kind of meant for grown-ups. Joining us now live on the show is Helen. Good morning, Helen.
Hi, Dave. Hi, everyone.
Oh, Helen, welcome along to the show. So let's break it down. How old was your child when they were obsessed with the show you're about to reveal? What was their age at the time?
I think he was about six.
He was about 6 years old. And what was your what's your son's name?
Stanley.
So Stanley was 6 years old. And so he's a little child and he'd sit down. And which grown-up telly show did he like the best, Helen?
He really, really enjoyed Can't Pay, Take It Away.
Wow. What? He was well into Debt Collection.
Challenging TV to watch for anyone, even those of us over 18, you know, which I barely am. So he watched so much Can't Pay, Take It Away. He was so obsessed that he actually had a favourite, and I'm going to say character, but he had a favourite character. Who was his favourite character?
So there was, and I'll never forget this moment as long as I live, because I just thought there's no other child on the planet that has just said that line. But a guy popped up on the TV and he said, "Oh, that's Steve Pinner. He's my favourite bailiff."
My favourite bailiff. Wow. Can I get his face on my duvet set? Please, mummy.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That is it. Tuesday morning's edition of The Breakfast Show is now a thing of the past. Or is it? No, it isn't, because you can listen again to the whole thing on demand in the free radio app. And, of course, a brand new edition of The Daily Podcast will shortly be made available for you wherever you get your pods. What are we going to call it, Matt? You are joking, right? The Bacon Preacher on The Breakfast Show. We like to make our own oil! Or or you just don't expect that in a Waterstones.
You don't expect a Waterstones whamming, but maybe it should be in honour of the bacon preacher and the one about we make our own oil. Your delivery was much better than mine, hadn't it, Kate?
On the Breakfast Show, we make our own oil!
Yeah, call it that.
That is the name of the podcast. Right, up next, across all nine of our playlists, the No Repeat Guarantee continues, and you will hear the details required to enter the draw for our Christmas cash countdown, which this Friday is going to give somebody £512,000. As for us bunch of Muppets, we'll be back tomorrow from 6 a.m. until I said
speak
that. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci. It's in Alpha Popper. It's in Alan Partridge. Right. I'm literally watching Alan Partridge, and now I'm doing it on the actual radio. Arrivederci.